It's been a busy, busy couple of days in Washington, D.C., including yesterday, hearings regarding the Benghazi incident, right?
Right. I sit on Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and we had our, I forget what number is, probably fourth hearing on Benghazi. This time we had in front of us Ambassador Tom Pickering, who headed the Government's Accountability Review Board on Benghazi. Is one of his vice chairmen, Admiral Mike Mullen, and then we had two people that dealt with the special best practice panel before us, along with the second panel of parents of two of the slain, Tyrone Woods and Sean Smith, in front of us. And it was compelling, the two panels, especially hearing from the parents, their concerns that we not end this or let this go under the carpet. Mr. Woods making the statement, if President Obama's son was one of those that had been killed there, would he be so slow in pushing for answers from the State Department? Yesterday, in asking questions myself of Admiral Mullins, it was frustrating to hear him talk about no problem with notifying a potential witness who came before our committee earlier on ahead of time just to try to coach what would be said at that meeting. I pushed back on that. I did not get a good answer as to why he, the head of or the vice chairman of an independent review board, would step over the line and coach someone on how to handle our hearing. That's a concern that we've been stonewalled for too long. We need to get the answers, and I'm glad that Chairman ISA has now notified us as of yesterday that subpoenas have gone out for eyewitnesses on the ground, including CIA agents who were there in Benghazi when this terrorist action was going on.
Next up, obviously that doesn't end, but next up is the battle over the continuing resolution, the funding of our federal government, and kind of all tied in that things happening with the Farm Bill.
Yeah, for the first time in history, an administration has not been a leader enough to get Congress to, or I said, should say assist, because the House has passed budgets these last 2 years, now into the third year we have passed a budget. But for almost 6 years now, this president has refused to step up and push Congress to pass a budget. That's our key responsibility. And that isn't getting done because it's getting stonewalled in the Senate. So again, here we are at the last minute putting through a continuing resolution to just continue the government, to keep us paying our debts, making sure we follow the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but nonetheless not doing all that we should be doing. So the CR continuing resolution will come up today. We have included in that an amendment to defund Obamacare, at least the discretionary portion of it that hasn't been funded already. And we'll see what happens. The Senate, Republicans and Democrats are going to have to step up to the plate for once, quit talking and start acting, get this thing done, send it back to us so we can send it on to the president.
Essentially, you've got 10 days to work with, right? Because end of the month is when everything's runs out?
End of the month is when the budget runs out. We have to get on with it. And we have, again, passed the budget, refused to be heard or dealt with, and so now we go to a continuing resolution. We've been effective in the last several years in doing CRs and pushing in the House to not deficit spend, so we have got discretionary spending down for two straight years, first time in history since the Korean War, that we have done that year-over-year actual decreases in discretionary spending, but far, far, far from what we really need to do to get this deficit under control and start paying down our debt of almost $17 trillion.
All right, real quick, Farm Bill, give us thoughts on that.
Well, again, another bill that we pushed in the House, attempted to pass several months ago. Democrats would not come through with their promise of the necessary votes to pass it. We gave them all our votes to pass it, including mine. Since that time, we split the Farm Bill up into two component parts, which I believe is still the best way to do it. And we passed the provision for production agriculture, which is only 20% of the Farm Bill. The 80% of the Farm Bill, which is food stamps, SNAP assistance, nutrition programs, comes up again today. And we will push through a bill, I believe pass it, that cuts $40 billion, unlike the Senate's $4 billion. This will cut $40 billion by going back to the old Michigan plan that President Clinton adopted in 1996, the welfare reform that puts workfare and edufare in place to get people off of being victimized by government and government programs and says, we will assist you, but if you're able-bodied, you need to go to work or go into job training so that you can get a job.
All right, Congressman, we will stay up to date with you on this and talk next week, all right?
Look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us this morning from Washington, D.C. here.